This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Standing with Memphis.
They're hurting families behind this. They're hurting cities behind this.
Plan to end COVID emergency.
Vaccines and treatments will no longer be covered by the federal government.
Remembering Shirley.
Give us any chance, we'll take it.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Memphis has now fired or disciplined 10 police and emergency workers who were at the scene when Tyre Nichols was beaten by officers. CBS's Elise Preston has more on the reaction to his death and the murder case that's unfolding.
Demonstrators in Memphis continued to call for police reform as Memphis police announced that two more officers had been relieved of their duties pending an investigation.
Damn, I didn't do anything.
An attorney for one of the officers, Preston Hemphill, confirmed his client wore the body camera in this footage. During the initial traffic stop, Hemphill is captured pulling Nichols from his car and attempting to taser him. After Nichols ran away, Hemphill could be heard saying this.
I hope they stomp his ass.
Hemphill's attorney says his client was not present at the second scene where the beating took place. He has not been charged with a crime. The Memphis Fire Department also announced yesterday it fired two EMTs and a lieutenant who arrived on the scene after the beating for allegedly not administering adequate care for nearly 7 minutes.
We pray for healing in the city.
Monday night, mourners gathered at a vigil for Nichols at the same spot where he was beaten.
The five former officers charged with murder were part of a special unit that has now been disbanded. CBS's Catherine Herridge looks at how those units have become part of big city policing.
The Memphis Police Department's Scorpion Unit was intended to be an elite specialized unit, but the five Memphis police officers charged in Tyre Nichols' death were new to the force. And a former Memphis police officer tells CBS News the Scorpion Unit training consisted of just 3 days of PowerPoint presentations, 1 day of suspect apprehension training, and 1 day at the firing range.
These units require significant supervision, something that was apparently missing.
Former NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton says there appear to be many missteps.
You want more seasoned officers, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, so you can look at their track record. And you want to select them carefully. Most importantly, training. Training and training.
10 people were wounded, 2 of them critically, in a drive-by shooting in Lakeland, Florida. Police Chief Sam Taylor.
The vehicle slowed. It did not stop. And the 4 windows went down. It appears it was occupied by 4 shooters in the vehicle. They started firing from all 4 windows of the vehicle.
He says it was apparently a targeted attack. No arrests have been made. Overseas, correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab is covering the final day of Secretary of State Blinken's Mideast mission.
Secretary Blinken meeting with the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas as part of efforts to, in his words, de-escalate the situation. Mr. Blinken has not publicly made any suggestions as to how he can de-escalate this violence, nor was it clear whether he'd be making any proposals.
Now to eastern Ukraine and the besieged city of Bakhmut. CBS's Deborah Pata has more on the intense battle for control.
Let's go.
For a place 70,000 people called home, Bakhmut is barely recognizable. Bakhmut still holds as the Ukrainian battle cry, but only just. Even a trip to the central square is done with one eye on the clock,
let's go,
the other on the sky. Kartir commander Sieva Kozhimeko's battalion is helping to prevent Russia from seizing the city.
Come on.
Soldiers use drones to live stream video from the front line, revealing it in astounding detail.
They are monitoring all the videos. They just start to shoot.
World War I trench warfare meets 21st century electronic surveillance.
The White House says it will officially end emergency COVID-19 regulations on May 11th. They were put in place nearly 3 years ago. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
What this means, though, is that things like vaccines and treatments will no longer be covered by the federal government and then will be covered by insurance, and prices of those are expected to go up significantly.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Some southern states are getting a blast of winter, some icy weather. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
It's this southern ice storm, particularly in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Tennessee, that I'm most worried about. That's where the most people will be impacted. It's where the most ice accumulation will occur.
Temperatures are below zero in many parts of the upper Midwest this morning. Formal charges are expected to be filed today against actor Alec Baldwin in New Mexico. He and a weapons supervisor face involuntary manslaughter in the 2021 death of a cinematographer on the set of the movie Rust. 4 weeks ago, a man, his wife, and their two children were seriously hurt when their car plunged off of a cliff in Northern California. Now, the 41-year-old man who was driving has been charged with attempted murder. San Mateo County District Attorney Steve Wagstaff.
We know the motive was he didn't want any of them to live any longer, is what we've charged. But what led to this? What has caused this? What was the trigger?
An end of an era in aviation. The last 747 jet is rolling off the production line in Everett, Washington. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Boeing engineers thought this mid-century engineering marvel would only fly passengers for a decade before supersonic planes like the Concorde became the norm. They designed the 747 to live on as a freighter, which is how it got that iconic hump, allowing for a nose that could open to load cargo. So it's fitting the final 747 is a freighter that'll be delivering for years to come.
Priscilla Presley has filed court papers in Los Angeles disputing who oversees the estate of her late daughter Lisa Marie. A 2016 amendment to a living trust removed Lisa Marie's mother and a former business manager, replacing them with her children. Hollywood Today is mourning a former primetime star who died yesterday after a brief illness.
She was one half of the starring duo on Laverne and Shirley. Cindy Williams played Shirley to Penny Marshall's Laverne, and millions watched every week.
Laverne, you can drag your feet all you want to, but I'm going to this party and I'm going to meet some nice gentlemen.
Oh, like tag shots? He's a conceited dork.
Long after the show ended, Cindy Williams talked about how fans still remember her on the sitcom.
They feel that they're family, and they are.
Cindy Williams was 75. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
A new movie keeps a starring role all in the family.
Michael Jackson's nephew will be playing his famous uncle in a new movie. Producers have cast 26-year-old Jafar Jackson in the title role of Michael, the biopic, which starts filming next year. Jafar released his first song and video in 2019. His father, Jermaine, is Michael's brother and former Jackson 5 bandmate. The new movie has the Jackson family's blessing. It'll be directed by Antoine Fuqua. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you're planning a Super Bowl party, inflation could be an unwelcome guest, but a new report from Wells Fargo indicates savvy shoppers could spend less for things like guacamole and chicken wings. They're 70 cents a pound cheaper than a year ago. Hamburger is higher, but off its summertime highs. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.